Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Lots to get through today, and I'm starving, so we're jumping right in. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Remember how we talked about the importance of the census, which determines, among other things, federal spending, redistricting, and the appointment of congressional seats for the next 10 years? Well, the results are in. California, Illinois, New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia have all lost one seat in the House, while Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon gained one, and Texas gained two, for a net transfer of three seats to the GOP per voting preference as of the last presidential election. A three-seat swing just so happens to be exactly the margin needed to remove the Democrats' majority in the House, thus putting a stop to all legislation, even by budget reconciliation. It would be catastrophic. Democrats are going to need to step up their game in the 2022 midterms, or the whole country will suffer the resulting gridlock. New York lost its seat by just 89 people. It's actually quite possible that COVID deaths made the difference there. There are now 18 states where Republicans control both houses of state Congress and will have unilateral control over redrawing the district lines, all but assuring gerrymandering, and 7 states likewise for the Democrats. All seat changes since 2000 have favored either southern or western states. Overall, the U.S. population grew by 7.4% from 2010 to 2020. This is the second lowest rate of growth in census history since 1902. In response to falling short by 89 people, Yang composed a list of 89 reasons to move to New York City under his administration. It serves as a pretty good shorthand list of his policies that's worth bookmarking and referring people to. Biden's Justice Department is answering years of demands by opening a sweeping probe into policing in Louisville, Kentucky, in response to the shooting of Breonna Taylor, who was killed by police during a raid. The DOJ says the probe will look for patterns of unlawful policing, unreasonable force, discrimination, unconstitutional stops, searches, warrants, and seizures, as well as examining training and accountability. This is the second probe in the past week following the one for the Minneapolis department over the murder of George Floyd. The petition to launch a recall election for California Governor Gavin Newsom has reached the required 1.5 million signatures. Barring intervention by the courts, Newsom will face a statewide vote of confidence by year's end. Recent polls show that 40% of California voters support the recall. Boston mayoral candidate John Barros announced in an interview that he will enact a guaranteed income pilot in the city if elected. He said he is all in on guaranteed income and that it would likely target single mothers. Boston Yang Gang, you know what to do. Yang and Evelyn are holding another Ask Me Anything session this Thursday. Andrew gave a speech announcing his bars, restaurants, and hospitality policy yesterday. It was basically just relieving a number of overbearing, outdated regulations. I can't find a page on the website for it, but the speech is linked below. Yang also announced yesterday that he will push through the plan to convert the 3.2-mile deactivated Rockaway Beach branch of the Long Island Railroad into a linear park similar to that of Manhattan's High Line, as part of his policy to make parks easily accessible to all New Yorkers by building the next generation of great parks in the five boroughs. The Queensway project has been languishing for 15 years. He also called for converting more schoolyards into green public playgrounds, launching a self-filtering floating swimming pool on the East River called the Plus Pool, and making de Blasio's Open Streets program permanent. I was intrigued by the Plus Pool, so I looked it up. It's a plan for an elegant plus-shaped pool on the river that filters the river water to safe standards, with each arm of the Plus serving different recreational uses and big enough to service hundreds of residents at a time. There's a fun video about it in the links. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the census thread, Yang's 89 reasons, Barros' basic income pilot, and the Queensway and eatery policies. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the ResistBot or Income Movement's easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way, and don't forget to Yang Daily.